on with him, or
no? He said he had to rush up to make a vote. He'd call me as soon as he got off the floor.
Okay. Now what we want to do is to get all of our brain trusters busy. Bobby's got him, and Bobby's got Alsop and Ben Bradley and Roland Evans and Drew Pearson and about seven. That's the way he operates. So we got to operate the same way. We want to get ours together. Tell Weaver that they say he's unimaginative and he's too slow and that he's not for the Negro and the Negro's getting where he hates him. That's what they say about Weaver. Then tell this Bob Woods that he's supposed to be a great guy, but now Bobby Kennedy and this committee, Abe Rebikoff and the rest of them are going to point out they got to do another traffic safety job on it. So we ought to get them with Gardner and with Wirtz quickly and get them to get their statements prepared, and they ought to go in and say if the Senate had acted on these recommendations, and then just take the seven things that we've done. Say we can't do it all today, but if we'll do them now, instead of getting into this whole big problem, what caused it? We've gone into all this stuff, what caused it? But the solution is demonstration cities. The solution is supplemental rent. The solution is teachers' corps. Now, what else is solution? The poverty.
Mass transit.
Mass transit. And the president has really gone all out. And just take every one of them. The solution is more training, whatever it is. And let's take the things that they haven't acted on and throw them right in their lap. And just say when the Senate voted this way, and be sure that they study the roll calls and they know what supplemental rent. And then compliment Senator Rebikoff on voting for it. But here's what we need right now.
Yes, sir. Hell, you know, all the stuff he talked about, information centers and what have you, that's all in your bill. It's all in the demonstration cities bill. I didn't make that point in there because you obviously wanted him to talk, but they ought to make that point when they testify.
I would, but they ought to get ready, though, and they ought to get planned.
Right.
He says they haven't had any meetings, so you have one with them today and one tomorrow and one the next day, where you can say they've met a half dozen times. You have their men get busy right now drafting these things and show them what we have done.
Sure.
And I think we ought to figure out what we can do in a big way pretty quick to get some swimming pools, turn on some fire hydrants under Shriver's outfit. For these cities.
Shriver ought to make a report. We've made a lot of progress under that, Mr. President. Opened up bases, we've got swimming pools, hydrants, and what have you all.
Well, they ought to say at the direction of President Johnson, at the urging of President Johnson. I've never heard him. He always doing things. But I'd like to see that done. And I see that Rivers giving McNamara hell because of what he's done. But let's get him to make a report and tell me what he's done. Now, did you and Bill do any good in McNamara this morning?
He doesn't want to do it, Mr. President.
I knew that. I could tell that.
He says Cy Vance is going to leave at the end of the year or what have you. And he's got transition problems. He's got a difficult Vietnam situation right now, et cetera, et cetera. He recommends Doug Dillon and Kenneth Galbraith.
You can't get Doug Dillon for anything. Got a tax case with the government. Everybody recommends that old fart. Just come up and they don't know, you see. So his recommendation ain't worth a damn. And Kenneth Galbraith would frighten everybody to hell in this country, and he wouldn't do it anyway. He'd have every businessman mad at him. Don't you agree with that?
Well,
I ain't got no more confidence in him than to have Stokely Carmichael to recommend that Galbraith head up a program in the federal government that involves businessmen doing something voluntarily after his books and his scare talk. It's just like recommending Stokely Carmichael to go in to be mayor of Jackson, Mississippi.
He also, as an alternative, he recommends R.J. Miller, who he says...
I think it'd be good, but who can get him?
He says he can get him.
Just go get him, then. Just get him right quick. Just tell him, come on, get him.
But we got to get a labor guy.
All right.
Or a liberal economist or somebody like that.
All right.
If we don't get Galbraith.
Just get him out. That's your old staff job, you and McNamara. You're all going to do it. Quit calling me up, though, and tell me we need to be decisive. Give me something to be decisive about. Don't you agree with that?
Yes, sir.
All right, you get your staff going and just call me. I'd like to make statements this afternoon. I'd like to have a press conference tomorrow. I'd like to be decisive about something. If you men can get something to be decisive about. Now, you are young, full of piss and vinegar, but don't call me up and just say, here's the troubles. I won't tell you what they say about you. You just say, here's what I recommend, period, 1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody will buy it. It'll roll.
All right,
but this morning at 8 o'clock, they started calling me, and I took calls for an hour, pressure on what I ought to do to be decisive. Well, I just decisive last week. But nobody called me about getting George Meany out of the racetrack, and I did, and said, get off your ass, the country's going. He said he'll have something today. Then Wirt's calling, says, I want to tell you, I've got this thing moving. Meany's really getting behind it. I didn't tell him I'd call him and raised hell. But I don't think he can do it under Kirkland. And I think we've got to get something else. But anyway, y'all get R.J. Miller, get where I can announce it. He's back from the Soviet Union now.
All right, fine.
What was he doing in the Soviet Union?
I don't know, Mr. President.
Okay.
All right.